Okay, today is Daf Yud Ches. We are on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis by the beginning of the new parak. And the new parak is called Osen Pasen. Osen Pasen Libe Ro'os. If somebody makes Pasen for a well, what's Pasen? What's going on here? So look at Rashi. Rashi says like this. You're in Berishus HaRabim. Ube Ro'os Atzman Berishus HaYachid. A well is a Berishus HaYachid. Because chances are it's more than 10 tefachim deep. So it's 10 tefachim deep, it's a Rosh Hashanah. And it's in a Rosh Hashanah. So how are you going to draw water out of the well on Shabbos? The answer is you can't. You can't. Now, the Rosh Hashanah hain, she'amukim masara, it's deeper than 10 tefachim. So the well's Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah. V'nyachol l'mal z'mehen. You can't fill up the well. You can't draw out of the well on Shabbos. Right? V'osim pasim elu. So they made pasin. A pasin looks like a letter L. It's a letter L. It's an L-shaped boards, two L-shaped boards, four of them, which really make eight walls, because it's one at each corner. So it's two, four, six, eight. And make osin pasin elu, lahachin lehem hekef. It makes it surrounding the well. Sheyehu Hapasin halalu, these pasin, these boards, osin as sevivos habor, rishus hayachid. It turns the well into a rishus hayachid. Now, how does it do that? The yimale v'yotzi v'yaneach sham v'tikonis behemto v'yishkene. And you can let the animals come in and drink. Okay? So we have a well. It's in a rishus harabim. The well itself is a Rosh Hashanah. So what do? You make these L-shaped boards, four of them, and therefore you've enclosed the well. How do you enclose the well? How exactly do you do that? So, here we go. Osin pasin liberos. You make pasin for wells. Arba diyumdin, four posts. Nirin kishmona, which look like eight. Div Rabbi Yehuda. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Remeir Omer, no. Shmonin nira kishnemasar. There are eight that look like 12. What does that mean? Arba diyumdin. There are four diyumdin, which are two-shaped, which are L-shaped. And then arba pshutin. Then, what? Straight ones. Where? Somewhere in the middle. So if this is the thing, I have a diyumdin here, and one here. And then here I have a board, and here I have a board. And those are wide. And therefore, I never have more than 10 amos of space. We're going to see in the Gemara.
You're able to draw water, or the animals can go drink there?
The animals can go drink there, but it's a well. So you have to draw the water for them.
You draw the water for them?
Yeah.
What would be the issue about animals walking in by themselves?
No issue at all, but they can't get down, they can't get the water. They can't get the water out. Yeah, animals don't have hands.
What?
Animals don't have hands. So they can't get the water out. Thumbs, they don't have thumbs. They can't get the water out. But yes, but you didn't take the water out for them. Right. So, now, so, Zemachlokas, do you need these central posts or not? Everyone holds you need that Yumdin. Rabbi Huda says no. Rabbi Meir says yes. Okay?
Why
now.
Can't it be a combination of the two of them?
What?
Why can't it be a combination of the two of them?
What do you mean?
In other words, I have 10 ounces.
Yeah. So we're gonna get to that question. The Gemara's gonna ask that question. So. So we're going to get to that. The Gemara is going to talk about that. That's the first thing the Gemara is going to talk about. So, where am I? Yeah. Now, Remeir Omer Shmona Nir Kedesa, Arba Diyumdin, Arba Pshutin, Gvon Asar Tvachim. Each Diyumid, each post, has to be at least 10 Tvachim tall, V'Rechav and Shisha, and at least 6 Tvachim wide, which is 1 Amma. Okay? V'Ovium Kalshu. How thick does the board have to be? That doesn't make a difference. Kalshu. That doesn't matter. Everyone got the case in their head. You have a picture of it. Good. Ubeinehen, and in between each of these posts, is kumale shte revakos, is the amount to fit two teams of oxen together. Shal shalosh bakar divir Reb Meir. Reb Meir holds that each team of oxen is 3 oxen. So it's a total of 6 oxen, and Rabbi Yehuda Omer shal arba v'arba, it's each team has 4 oxen. Right? What's the reason for that? So Rav Meir says because you need four because it's very hard earth. You need extra animals to help with the plowing. So he holds it's a bigger shear. It's four. It's eight oxen across as opposed to six.
Why
right?
Why don't you go the same thing we've done every single time until now and use it back to the Mishnah again?
Yeah.
And use the two oxen.
What two oxen?
Every wagon was pulled by two oxen.
We'll see it in a minute. You'll see it in a minute. Kishuros, and they have to be tied together, the oxen. Velo mutaros, not untied. The Gemara is against what I have to say, tied and not untied. It's the same thing twice. Achas nichnas v'achas yotzeis. Also, when you line up the two oxen, one set is going in and one set's coming out. So there's like a little bit of a give there. Okay. Mutar lahakriv lebe'er. You're allowed to bring it next to into the be'er. Uvajte para rosho verubo bifnim v'shotse. If you, let's say you don't have to make it so big. You make a small little thing. And it's not even really a well. It's a pool. So the animal doesn't even need to be drawn out of the water. The animal has to have rosh and ruv of its body in this area. Okay, so if it's a very small area, you could have a situation where the body's outside the area, but the head's not. No, no, you can't have that. The whole body, ruv of the body and the head has to be in this area for the oxen. Rashi says, Misvas, the bottom Rashi, Misvas ha-be'er, from the edge of the be'er, ad bein ha-pasin, till you get to those pasin. Kadesh rosh of ruba shel para. You have to fit the body, rove of the body, and the head of the para. Avol batzer me'achilo, less than that, it's not going to be good. Dilma, mamshich acher paroso, because maybe you're going to draw after the ox, umapik l'davla, chutz l'mechitza, and you're going to take the bucket out of the mechitza, for kamapik mishetiach l'shus harabim, and then you'll carry. So therefore, the animal has to be in there, so it'll help you not to carry. Okay. Next, mutar laharchik kol shehu ubelvad sheyarbe bepasin. What if you want to make this area a mile big? You want to make the area a mile. Yeah, the enclosure, a mile. So it's going to be a huge area. Can you do it? Yes. Ubalvad shiyarbe pasin. As long as you keep putting these pasin every 10 amos. So you're surrounding the whole mile with pasin all around. Right? Kolshu, any amount. Right? Rashi says on top, the kol kama demarchik, mi bar, as long as you start moving away from the bar, magdil revach, you're increasing the space, shibein diyumud l'diyumud. Between each corner, right, and v'tzaruch laharbas b'pasin, you have to keep increasing the pasin. Ad shelo yehei bein pashad l'pashad ubein pashad l'diyumid yosem ayud amos l'Rav Meir. You can't have more than 10 amos distance of Rav Meir. And omayud gimel amos v'shush Rav Yehuda. And Rav Yehuda holds 13 1/3 because that's three. He has more oxen. So you want to make it bigger? That's no problem. Now, didn't we just say that Rav Meir didn't even hold. I'm sorry, that, who was it? That Rabbi Yehuda didn't even hold from the pasin in the middle at all. The Mishnah said Rabbi Yehuda holds 8, and Rabbi Meir held 12. Now the Mishnah is saying, you can make it as big as you want, but you end up a pasin all around. And nobody seems to dispute that. You didn't see what I'm saying?
No.
So the Gemara is going to ask, what's going on here? Right? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, ad beis asayim. Rabbi Yehuda says you cannot make this thing bigger than a beis asayim, which is a certain shear. First, the Tanakhama said, kol shehu, as big as you want, as long as you surround it with pasin. Comes along Rabbi Yehuda, no, it has to be at least the size of a beis, can't be bigger than a beis asayim. That's the maximum size you can make this enclosure around a well, is a beis asayim. A beis asayim is a certain shear. That's a big number, that's a big shear, it's a big story in Masechta's Erevin. Later in the Masechta, this is going to come up out of your ears, this Beis Asayim. And the Rehuda says that's the maximum size you can make this what do you call it?
How much the size of
I don't remember exactly, no, I don't know. But we're going to get to that shear later. That's the maximum size you can make this enclosure for the well. The first one said Kol Shehu, as big as you want. Rehuda said, no, the maximum size is a Beis Asayim. Amrulo, Lo amru beis asayim el gina lekarfeif. The only beis asayim is for a garden or for a karfef, which is an area that doesn't serve any purpose. Aval imha yadir, but if there's a pen in there, an animal pen, o sahar, different kind of pen, o mukta, or backyard, o chatzer, or a chatzer, afilu beis chameshes kur, and afilu beis asera kur mutter. And it can be as big as you want. In other words, the space of Siam is only when there's no purpose. Like some empty air, an empty lot or something. We'll get to that later. So there's a machlokus about that. Umut lahacha kol shehu, and then the Mishnah ends off again saying the same thing it said. You can make as big as you want. Ubavachi yarba pasim, as long as you have more pasim in between to sort of enclose it. Okay. Now, lema masnisin de loke chananya. Let's say this Mishnah cannot be authored by Chananya. So it's funny that the Gemara says that, because the Mishnah starts off, you can make pasim, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir says, so it can't be like Chananya, who's another Tana, who says something similar. Why? The Tanya, he says in a Brisa, osin pasim lebor, you can make a pasim for a bor, v'chavalin l'shayara, and you can enclose a caravan with ropes. You got people in a caravan, right? You're stuck in the middle of Nowheresville for Shabbos. So you make an enclosure with ropes. You can do that. And you can make pasin for a boar. V'chananya omer, chavolin lebor. No. You can make chavolin on a boar, avolo pasin. But you can't make pasin. And that can't be the author of Armish. Now, Armish says you can do it. Okay, this detailed machlok is how big it has to be and all that. But you can do it. And Chananya says you can't even do it. So afil tim chananya. You can even say it is Chananya. Bor l'chud, be'er l'chud. There's a difference between a bor and a be'er. What's the difference? So Rashi explains, bor is mayim mechunasin v'avidi depsiki. A bor is just a pool of water that's going to run out. In other words, just put water in there to store. So when the water runs out, it runs out. U'mishum hachi, asr Chananya. Chananya said, you can't make pasim for a boar. Why not? The zinnin, because sometimes the paskima, you're going to run out of water. You're going to run out of water. If you run out of water, this whole kula of having these pasim surround an area and then you can carry in there goes away. The whole reason goes away because the water went away. What's going to happen? The zinnin, the paskimaya. But it's really a fake enclosure. You have so much open space. You have more open space than closed space. We'll only make a heter because the animals, when the Rashi says, the animals are being ola regel, they shouldn't be so thirsty, it's an incentive to people to come be ola regel, they're traveling, Shabbos came, the animals need to drink, there's no water. Okay, so make all these coolers for the animals, fine. But really, but if the water's gone, then what are you going in there for?
So is this what we read the other day, that we are more equal when it comes to water than...
Yes, it's exactly what the story is, it's exactly what we meant by that, yes. So v'lo hutru pasi biros elib neimayin shel behemos to oli regalim. The only reason we invented this heter was for the animals of being oli regal. So that if the water's gone, says Chananya, so why could you do it? As opposed to a be'er is mayim chayim. It's a flowing water. Ubiros, I'm the next Rashi. Ubiros demasnisin midlokatani boros mayim chayim kamar. Right, see that it didn't say bor, it said be'er. Pasi biros. It meant the flowing water. So, yeah, Chananya would agree with that, of course. For flowing water, it's never going to run out, the water. It doesn't run out. For that, of course you could do it if Chananya would agree. I hold you can't do it only by a bar, which is going to run out anyway. So if it runs out, the whole thing is bottle. Okay. Ikata Amri, others say like this. Midalo katani Chananya, Omer, Osin Chavon, Labor, Pasin, Labair. Michlal, he didn't say it like that. Michlal, did a Chananya, Loshin, Labor, Loshin, Labair. Makes no difference. Chavon, in, Pasin, Lo. So Neil Masnisin look at Chananya. Let's say the mission is not like that. No, Afil Tema Chananya. Lamaya Dekamar Tanakama Kama Hadale. What the Tanakama said, he answered him back. Right? The Tanakama said that we're talking about a bar, and Chananya answered, no, I'm talking about a be'er also. Fine. Next. Neil Masnisin look at Rabbi Akiva. Let's say the mission can't be Rabbi Akiva. Ditnan. Because we're going to learn later in the Masechta. Echad be'er harabim. Doesn't make a difference if the be'er is in public place. It's in the street. Ubar harabim, or a bar in the public street, ube'er hayachid, or be'er in a private property, osin la pasin. You can make the pasin. Avo bar hayachid, But if it's a bar in a private area, Osin lo mechitza gavoh atzar tvachim divri b'kiva. Rabbi Akiva says you got to make real mechitzas of 10 tvachim. You got to do real. Vilu hacha katana. Here it said, libe roz in laboros lo. Be'eros, yes, and a bar not. Right? Which is mashma that you can't even make a bar in the Brabim. And Rabbi Akiva said you can. So the Gemara answers, no, I feel to him, Rabbi Akiva, Be'er mayim chayim de psikale, it's a be'er mayim chayim, the psikale, which, what's the psikale? The same halacha applies, loshna rabim, loshna yachid, katani, so he mentioned it, bar, but a pit, one second, so different now, mechunasin, where the water gathers, so it's not always there, dolo psikale, but the halacha is not the same, right? Because it only the rabbim, lo katani, wasn't talking about that, our Mishnah wasn't talking about that, and that's why this Mishnah could also be Rabbi Akiva. Next. Let's say our Mishnah can't be him. Ditnan, because we're going to learn later. Rabbi Huda ben Baba Omer, ain't osin pasin el lebe'er harabim belad. You can only make a pasin for a public, if it's in public. V'ilu hacha katani, but here it said, lebe'eros, it said be'eros. Beros is plural. Loshen Yachid, Loshen Arabim. Which implies, doesn't make a difference if it's a private be'er or a public be'er. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba only said a public one. I feel the same Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba. No, our mission could even be him. My Beros. What does it mean, Beros? What does that mean? Beros means plural. It doesn't mean public and private. It means Beros da Alma. Yeah, the halacha of Be'eros in the world. But it could be that the mission is only talking about Rosh Hashanah Rabbim ones. So it could be him. My diyumdin? What's this word, diyumdin? Amar Rabbi Yirmiya ben Elazar, diyo amudin. Diyo comes from the word duo, which means two. Right? Diyo amudin. Two amudin. How? Shaped like the letter L. Okay, that's the rest of the daf now as I got it. Diyo, limenuda, shevach, zunis, miskalkel, bemida, shlosha, simen. Some famous Agadita today. Tanan Hassam. We learned over there. Over where? In Demai. Rabbi Huda Omer. Kol HaShisin. What's Shisin? Shisin are some poor quality vegetables. Peturin. Are putter from the issues of Demai. Because since they're poor quality, even the Amaratz, everybody takes off Meiser on those. Because they're not worth anything. So why? What do you gain? So everyone, the poor quality, they'll take off. Chutz min ha-diufra, except for the diufra. My diufra, again, same thing with duo. My diufra. Amar ula ilan ha-osin dio peros b'shana. It has two harvests every year. Amar b'yirmei ben Elazar, dio parts of panim ha-yilal adam arishon. Adam arishon had two faces. Shenemar, it says, achar v'kadam tzartani. Front and back, you created me. Wasn't it front and back? What, it was talking about his back? His actual back? No, doesn't sound like that. It means front and back. It means there were two faces. One on the front and one on the back. Ksiv, v'even Hashem alakim es ha-tzela. And it says Hashem created the tzela. Rav u'shmuel. So what does that mean? That we're talking about making chava. Chadomar, parts of. One says it was a parts of, which Hashem separated. V'chad amar zonav. And one says it was a tail. It doesn't mean a tail. It means an appendage. Right? Rashi says, Ha'il al adam rishon. He had some kind of a tail. V'not lo mimenu. And he took it away. Ubara es chava. And with that tail, and from that, he created chava. Okay? The Gra says, I don't know if this is true or not, every animal in the world has a tail. There's no animal that doesn't have a tail. Except for human beings. What? Right. So the Gra says every animal has a tail. Why? Because Hashem created every animal, Zachar and Nekeva. Except humans. I know you can show me that tail. I know. I know the sign to say that. But an Adam doesn't have one. Because Chava was created from that part. What? We're going to ask that question. Where does it say that? Where does it say that? Does that in the Torah? It does, it just says the word Sela. Right? We didn't have this Gemara in Brachas. Maybe. Now, ask the Ein Eliyahu, who cares? Who cares where Chava came? What's the difference? What's the difference? What's the Nafkamina? Where she came from? What's a Nafkamina? So what's the halacha of Nafkamina? What do we need to know this? So it's a fascinating question. What do we need to know? There's a statement there. My dahava hava. Whatever happened, happened already. What am I learning from this? What do we need to know this for? So we all know that the Torah says that it was created from Chav. The Torah says that. There's a machlokas. Now, what was really going on? Was it really a partzuf? Or was it a tail? What's the difference? All the musr that you want to learn out, that woman comes from man. The Torah said all that musr. So what do we need to know this machlokas for? What do I gain from it? So, such halachic answers. One answer is the Ein Elio says that this is a machlokes. Can you say under the chuppah the bracha of Yotzer HaAdam? Right, which we do say it, right?
What?
Somehow that machlokas, this machlokas is totally, if we're allowed to say that bracha, Yotzer HaAdam.
But it says, man,
not a woman,
created.
The Torah says that.
Yeah.
No question. The question is, what exactly was Chava? What exactly was she? Was she an appendage, or was she really there, and I should have split it into two? So, there's a machlokas about that. What's the difference? Who cares? We know that woman was created for man. That we know. The Torah says that. That's one answer. Give a funny answer. So, also, listen to this. There's a halacha that a man is supposed to try to get married. It's not supposed to be alone. Does that apply to a woman also?
No.
Based on this machlokas.
How can you base on this machlokas?
Because the question is, was she part of Adam as a full-grown being? Or was she just an appendage? So then, No, not a question of puruvu. No, she doesn't have a mitzvah of puruvu. But she has another concept of populating the world, and she's under that. And she's under that rubric. No, there's another thing now. Men shouldn't be alone. Should try. Do a shtadlus. Should try not to be alone. Should try to be married.
Is that a practical thing or a
Halachic thing? You shouldn't be alone. If you shouldn't be alone, it leads to bad things. Don't be alone. Try to get married. Is that a part of a woman? That she should try? So, same idea. The question, I think, is better than the answer.
I think it has to go more than men. Men are not going to tend towards that direction, whereas women do. So men have to have them as those,
right.
Whereas women don't.
There are many mitzvahs that we do in the home where the woman is potter because the man and the woman are one good. They're just treated as...
Yeah, like what?
Well, like Abdallah and...
Really? If there's no man alone, how she has to make her own Avdallah.
If they are there together.
I'm going to ask you a challenging question. Find me a place where Ishtar Kagufo applies. What does that even mean? What does that mean? Yeah, the Mishnah Berurah says it means that she doesn't like Hanukkah candles. And everyone says, what? That's not what it means.
No, because
that's not even a halacha. What's a halacha? What does Ishtar Kagufo? What does that even mean? Some kinyonim. Halachas are kinyonim. Sometimes the valda. It's almost like a non-applicable statement. They say that Shavu Baruch said you should be like one. It's very nice. It's lovely, I thought. It's not halachically true. What do you mean, Ishtar Kaguf? What does that mean? There are places where it comes up. It's very rare. It's not the standard, you know. Okay. We have a lot to cover now. Bishalon, there were parts of, if you hold it, was a parts of Hayinu Dechsiv, Atav Echad V'Katzotoni. Hashem created me front and back. Elman Dar Mazanov, if it was a son of Mayachav Kazim Satan, what does that mean? Created me front and back. What does that mean? The answer is Kedribi Ami, Damar Bami, Achalamai Sabracious. I was the last thing created for Kazim Lukpronis. And the first thing to get punished. Bishlam Achal Maisa Bereishis. That's true. The Lo Ibri Ad Mali Shabta, created on Friday. Ella Kadal Pranis. My, what does that mean? What do you mean the first thing it punished? Ile Mumishum de Kalala he Kalala. It's not true. Hanis Kalkala, but Chilin Skalkala Nachash. First the snake got punished. Ula Basov is Kalkala Chavul Hos Kalkadam. Ella, the answer is Lamabal. At the Mabal, it was true. The Chiv, it says, Vimach is Kol Hayakum, Ashopaneho Adama, Me Adam, the Ad, Behema. First man, and then Behema. Alex Lach says, but it says, Vigva Kalbasa Aromis Ala Adama, Vigva Kalbasa Aromis Ala Adama, Ba'adam, Ba'ahadam, Ba'ofua, Behema, Ubachayu, Bechal Sheret, Vechal Adam. Man's last. Adam Abel. Family found the Pasuk. Right? Okay, so that was the one was one that one was the real destruction. Fine. Bishalam and Damar parts of Hanadith Vayitzar Tre Yudin. If you tell me it's a parts of, that's why it says Vayitzar with two Yuds. Elamandam Zanov, my Vayitzar, why does it say two Yuds? What's it allude, what's the second Yud alluding to? Kirshim ben Pazi, don't know ben Pazi, it means to gloom to the Yitzhara. Oyla the Yitzri, my Yitzhara, Oyla mi Yotzri, from Hashem. Bishlam and Damar parts of Hanadith Zachor and a cave of Bura'am. That's why it says he created them man and woman. Elamandam Zanov, my Zachor and a cave of Bura'am. What does that mean? It means like the Rabbi Avo, the Amar Rabbi Rami, Ksiv Zachar and Kefer Baram. It says Hashem created them man and woman. Uksiv and it says Kibetel Elokim Baro Oso. He created him Betel Elokim Baro Oso. Him, yeah. Betchila also Machshava Libros Shnayim. Hashem originally thought to create two. All of a sudden, never Ella Achad Echad, and he only created one. So when it says Zachar and Kefer Baram, it was talking about Hashem's Machshava. Whatever that means. Bishlam and Amar parts of. That's when he closed up the skin. Elamanda Amar Zonov, my Vizkar Basar Tachtena. If you told it was an appendage, what does it mean? Hashem closed up the skin, the flesh. What does that mean? So, what do you does that mean? Amar Rab Ziv Zvid Vitem Rav Yirmi Vitem Rav Nachman Beitzav Lunitzich Elabacham Ketach. The place of the surgery, where Hashem took the appendage out and created a chava. That place was closed up. And the Ben Yehuda says an unbelievable vart. He says, normally, when you do surgery, there's a scar. By Ben, there's no scar. Where was that place?
No, but funeral surgery doesn't
need
a scar.
Okay, scar. Right? There's no scar. Where's the scar? Where was the... Nobody knows. No scar. Bishalom Damar Zonov, Hainan the Vayivan. So when it says Zonov, that makes a sense of Vayivan. Build. Elamand Damar Parts is my Vayivan. What kind of Russian is Vayivan? It's built. So, because the Rishon Ben Manasseh, the Rishon Ben Manasseh, the Darshon Ben Manasseh, Vayivan Hashem Elokim Es Hatzela, Hashem built up the side. Hashem braided Chava. They veil Adam Arishon, brought her to Adam Arishon. She came to Kar Chayam because overseas, Kar and Leklia Bniyasa. They call braiding building. They didn't really build her. He just braided her. Davar Acher another pshat. Even Hashem Elokim Amar Chisav Itamer Vamrila Bemasis and Tana Malamet Shebana Hakadosh Baruch Hu Lechava Kibinyan. That womankind was created like a binyan, which means otzer, like a treasure house. Ma, Otzer, Ze, Rachav Mulmata, Vekatsa Mulmala, wide at the bottom, and narrow on the top, Kedelakabal Seperos, so it holds the peros, doesn't break. Kach, Af, so too, Isha, Rachav Mulmata, Vekatsar Mulmala, she's wide at the bottom, and narrow on the top, Kedelakabal Sevlad, so she can hold the baby, and when she's pregnant. Vayivya El Adam, and Hashem brought her to Adam, Hashem was like the shushbin. I want to call it a shadchan or an attendant, the guy who's the right hand man, the best man from Adam Rishon. Mikan, you learn from here that Hashem didn't mind being the shushbin for someone lower than him. Everyone's lower than Hashem, right? He didn't mind that. You also don't have to mind that also, that idea. Ulmandam are parts of, listen to this Gemara. Ulmandam are parts of Hamenayu Mani Beresha, Sagi Beresha. So if it was a parts of, which one went first? Which one was walking forward and which one was in the back? So the Gemara says, Amr of Nacham Yitzchak Mistabra to Zachar Sagi Beresha. And it's Mistabra that the Zachar was going in the front and the woman was going back. Why? The Tanya, Lo Yahalich Adam Achori Isha Bederach. You shouldn't walk behind a woman walking down the street. That's not appropriate. Staring at some woman's rear behind. You shouldn't do that. That feel he is, so even if it's your wife. Now, Nizdama Lo Al Gesher, if you're on a bridge together, and you gotta walk in the bridge, she also has to walk on the bridge, Yisal Kanel and Sada, she should move to the side, let you go first. V'chala Over Achori Isha B'Nahar, and if everybody walks behind the woman by the river, Ein Lo Chelik Olam Haba. You have no Chelik in Olam Haba. It doesn't mean if you do that one time, you don't have a Chelik in Olam Haba. Tosfos says, it means that
that's your ruggle like that. You hang out by the bridge to walk behind women. That's what you do all day. That someone like that doesn't have olam haba because it leads to worse things. Okay? Even though this iser was not shayach by Adam HaRishon, obviously it wasn't shayach even, the whole thing. The one being. Right? It wasn't shayach to say he's walking. So she walks front and he's while he's staring at her. That's not, the whole thing's not shayach. Not shayach. It's still, the Marsha says, that it's still a gnai for the zachar to be behind. Tana Rabbanan. Hamiratze mo'os le'isha miyado liyada. If you go to the woman to get the change, and she's giving the change, o miyado liyado, from your hand to her hand, you're paying her or she's paying you, b'shul she'is takla bo, because you want to stare at her, afilu dome le'moshe Rabbeinu, shekibol Torah mi'har Sinai, even if you're like Moshe Rabbeinu, like at the Torah at Har Sinai, lo yinakim in dinah shel gehenim, you're not going to be spared the gehenim. So first of all, the Sifsei Chachamim says, why do we pick a case of going to get change? It could be anything. You go when the woman is on the subway, when she's going in the street, don't stare at her. You shouldn't stare at women. They're not your wife. So why would it change? So Sifsei Chachamim says, because when you're counting change, you're not focusing on the woman. You're focusing on the change. When it comes to money, everyone's busy with money. You're not even focusing on her. You don't want to get shortchanged. Even that you shouldn't do. Yeah, but she's a pretty woman, so I'll go. Even that, stay away from that. That teller at the bank, I'll wait on line for that one. That, you shouldn't even do that. I am really focusing on the money. Yeah, but there's also another little bit of a... So you shouldn't focus on that, and that's why it picks Badafka case of counting money when it's not even what you're really concerned with. And the question is, so, like, the Gemara says that even if you're learning a lot of Torah, you're still going to get punished. Look, isn't that obvious? You do something wrong, you're going to get punished. You learn a lot of Torah, you're still going to get punished. Like, why? I would think Gemara think you get a pass. So even if you learn Torah like Moshe Rabbeinu, don't worry, you're still going to get punished. Like, is that obvious? I'm not sure why the Gemara says that. I don't have an answer to that question. Right? From hand to hand, you're not going to escape evil. That's what it means. It means, you know, giving change to woman and receiving change from woman and you're staring at her. Fine. Amr of Nachman. Of Nachman says, Manoach am ha'aretaya. Manoach was an am ha'aretz. Manoach was the wife of the father of Shimshon. He was an Am Haaretz. Why? Dikshenemer says, "V'yakum v'yelach Manoach achri ishto." He followed his wife. We just said you're not supposed to do that. He did it. Yeah, he didn't know. He didn't learn Daf Yomi. Manoach. He didn't learn Daf Yomi. He didn't even know this halacha. Maskev Lor of Nachman by Yitzchak. So Nachman by Yitzchak asks, and Tosa says, you see from here that Reb Nachman by Yitzchak and Reb Nachman are not the same person, because Reb Nachman made the statement, and now Reb Nachman by Yitzchak asks the kasha. So I thought it can't be the same person. Elamayata, if that's true, Gabi Alkana Diksiv, Vayelach Alkana Achri Ishto. It says Vayelach Alkana Achri Ishto. Alkana also went after his wife, and Alkana, and Rashi points out, Navi Haya, he was a Navi, Kidetanya, Beseder Olam, Vayavu Isha Lokim El Eli, Ze Elkana, and by the way, Yud Nivroyim Nikru Isha Lokim, only 10 people in the world are called Isha Lokim, Vu Echarehim, he's one of the 10. V'lecha l'neimar, I'm aretz, you can't say that I'm aretz. The problem is, there's no pasuk in Navi that says that. V'yelech l'kana achre ishto. There's no such pasuk. There's no pasuk. You see, notice there's no letter. There's no pasuk like that. Some take out this whole Gemara. There's no kasha from Elkana. Rashi had it in. Rashi tells you he's one of the 10 Nevi'im, one of the 10 Ishal Kims, but there's no pasuk like that. So some say, there is a pasuk that says, what? V'yelech l'kana Haramasa al Beso. And Beso Zuishto, it's a little bit of a stretch, because it sounds like he went home. And he went after his wife, walking behind his wife. That's what it said. That's what the Gemara is trying to bring a riot. Why?
She said, I saw somebody.
Right. So it means advice. It doesn't mean physically, literally.
Where did he go?
Right. Right, so it means so by Manoach it says Vayelach Achri, he went after his wife. This means he walked behind his wife. Shouldn't do that. By Elkanah also, there's no possible sense by Elkanah. The closest you're going to get is Vayelach Elkanah Aramas El Beis. So fine. Anyway, Hachinami. Well, you want to tell me that Elkanah was also a what's it called? Amaret. Forgot by Elisha to give Yaakov Vayelach Achri Hachinami. By Elisha says the same thing. Now El Acharei means Divereha, means after what she said. The Eitzasa and her advice. Hachanami achre divoreha the eitzasa. It means her advice. It doesn't mean physically, literally walking after a woman. It means the wife said something, ooh, that's a good idea. I'm going to take that advice. That's what it means. Amar Vashi, well, my damer of Nachman, Menorach Amaret Haya. And if one time that Menorach was not, that Rav Nachman held it was a real Amaret, it wasn't just the means of Weissman, literally, then Afilu Beirav Nami lo kavi. He didn't even learn Torah, he didn't even know Psukim. The Tziv, it says, Vatakam Rivka Vanarasev, Vatakavna al Gamalim. That Rivka got on the camel, Vatilachna Achreya Ish, Flolofnea Ish. And the Pasuk says that. Right? She was behind Yitzchak, behind Eliezer, not the other way around. Amrav Yochanan, Acharei Ari, Velo Acharei Isha. Rather go after a lion than go after than walk behind a woman. Rather put yourself in Takana in this world than in the next world. Acharei Isha, Velo Acharei Avodas Kochavim. But rather, it's better, still better to walk after a woman than to walk after the Avodah Zarah. Acharei Avodas Kochavim, listen to this. Better to walk after Avodas Kochavim, Velo Acharei Beis HaKnesses B'Shashem Espalin. Whatever that means, whatever you're walking behind the shul, whatever kind of slight you're doing to the shul, either you're in the back, in the outside, or you're behind, you shouldn't be, you should be inside, whatever that means, that's worse than going to Avodah Zarah. Why is it worse? How can it be worse? So the Me'iri says, you know why it's worse? Because if you walk by an Avodah Zarah, what are the chances you're going to go in? What are the chances you're going to be worship Avodah Zarah? There's a chance! What percent? Whatever percent you want. But if you walk behind the shul, it's 100%. It's 100% bizarre into the shul. Whatever that means, whatever it means, it means you don't dive inside, you don't part of the shul, whatever that, it's 100%, you did something wrong. You're walking by an Avodah Zarah, not 100% you're going to go worship it. It's a chance, you'll worship it, nope. So that's better than going into doing this to a shul. Just a like a tiny hint of what it means to have a shul. We don't even know what it means to have a shul. You know, we don't even appreciate halachas. Rambam Yirmiyah ben Elazar, call Osan. Listen to this Gemara. Call Osan Hashanim she'Adam Rishon benidui. All the years that Adam Rishon was not with his wife, which was 130 years, there's a famous Gemara. Holid, he fathered Ruchin, spirits, the Shaden, the Lilin are Liliths, which are female demons, whatever that means. Shneimar ve'chi Adam Shloshim Hashana, the Yolad b'dmutzo kitzalmo, Michlal. Which means until then, he didn't. During that time, in other words, when he reunited with Chava, then he had normal children. Which means until that time, they were not normal. They were demons. Meitzvah, 1 minute. There's a brayta that says, Hayu Remeir Omer, Adam Arishon, Chasid Gadol Hayu. It was a big Chasid Adam Arishon. Kivan Shabrah, Shaniknas Misa Al Yado. When he saw that Misa was created because of his sin, you know what he did? Yosha B'tainis. He sat in Tainus, Meiv Shloshim Shana, for 130 years. Pirish Min Isha, Meiv Shloshim Shana. He went away from his Chava for 130 years. Vehela Zirzei Te'ene Al Basaro, Meiv Shloshim Shana. And these boils, the size of date, of figs, grew on his flesh. So what do you mean he fathered people? No. Ki Kamrinan Hu B'Shichva Zera Dechaza Lu'unse. No, from his Shichva Zera, that came out by accident, during those 130 years, he created these demons. What that means, I of course have no idea what that even means. Amar B'Yirmiyah ben Elazar, by the way, but the Gemara put it in there. It's in today's daf. This memra is in the daf. What on earth does it mean? I don't know. Amar B'Yirmiyah ben Elazar, Miksas Shevach HaShel Adam Omer B'Fonav. Part of a Shevach you tell a person to his face. V'kulo Shelo B'Fonav. But all of it tell him not to his face. Hashem tells Noach to his face, you're a big tzaddik. V'il kulo shelo b'fanav d'chziv, when Noach's not around, it says Noach ish tamim, ish tzaddik, tamim hayu b'derosav. It says he was a tamim also. Even a bigger milah. That he didn't tell Noach. Why? You don't tell all shevach to somebody to his face. Why not? Or do you think the reason is why not? Why not? Gaiva, exactly. Rashi says exactly not that. Rashi says, Klomar, Derech Eretz Hu. Derech Eretz. Afal Pi, Shad Mishabeach is Chaveiro, Shelo B'Fanav Harbe. And not in front of him, he'll do it a lot. Ein Marbe B'Shivcho L'Fanav. To his face, he shouldn't do it too much. B'Bnei Shenira Kimachanif. Looks like he's kissing up to him. What? Looks like he's kissing up to him. Oh, you're so wonderful. And you're so fantastic. And you're there. And you're so amazing. Rashi doesn't say gaiva. Isn't that amazing? Hashem's kissing up to Noach. that we're choshesh that Hashem shouldn't say everything to Noach to his face because he's going to kiss up to him? That's not really realistic. For me and you, that might be true. That's not true for Hashem, right? Right? The Medrash says the reason of Gaiva. Now, both reasons don't apply to Hashem either. Well, Hashem's reason does apply, right? Right? The Marshal says, Rashi's reason doesn't apply to Hashem. Because of Chanufa, because of flat. It doesn't make sense, this reason. What does it mean that the Yonah came back with an olive branch? I'd rather have this bitter olive branch in my mouth, that's in my food, but it comes from you. I don't want it to be sweet like honey, and it's dependent on mankind. That I don't want. Fine. From Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elazar, call bias. Shenishmon divrei Torah b'layla. Any house that has to call the learning of Torah at night, shuv enu nechrav, will not be destroyed. Shenemar, v'lo omar aye eloka osei nosem luzmiros b'layla. After the Emek Shiloh, which is the Nativ, but how many houses will learn Torah at night they were destroyed? How many? The whole Europe. So what does this member mean? What does this mean? So he says you have to change the girsa. Kol bayis, any house she'ein nishma in bo balayla that doesn't learn Torah at night, divrei Torah sofo licharv will be destroyed. Change it the opposite way. If there's a house that doesn't have Torah, they're going to meet their end. Doesn't necessarily mean that if they have Torah they won't be destroyed. That's not true. But if it doesn't have Torah, then it's a gula to be destroyed. For Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elazar, Miyom Shechar Beis Hamikdash, from the day the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, Dai L'Olam Sheyishtamish B'Shtei Osios. You have two Osios, only the Yud and the Hey. Shenemar, Kol Neshama Tehalel Ka Halelu Ka. What does that have to do with the destruction? I don't know. Tosva says, Kol Neshama, Pirush Rabbeinu Chananel, Kari Leha Neshama B'Dogish. Okay. So the Marsha says that answers the question. What this has to do with the Churban? I'm not sure what Tosfos is talking about. But somehow that answered the question, right? So we don't have time. We'll do the Rashi tomorrow. So somehow, once the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash came, we only used the two letters of Hashem's name. I'm not sure what that means. Kol Neshama Tehalel Ka has two names, two letters. As far as I know, there are only two places in the Torah where it says Ka. They're both in the same parsha. Aziv Zimros Ka in Azashir, and the last pasuk of Bishalach, Al Kiyar Al Kes Ka. Right? It's not Hashem's full name over there. Right? Both places, not Hashem's full name. Go figure out. The end of Bishalach, everybody knows why. Right? Amalek came till Amalek comes. What about Aziv Zimros Ka? Which is a Shevach. Why is Hashem's half a name? So here the Gemara says, once the Churban comes, we only use Hashem's half a name. What exactly does that mean? I'm not sure. We'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day. Okay.